Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
How to stay fit during the holidays instead of waiting till afterwards.
And I'm going to stay fit collecting bugs and apples and all kinds of things in Pocket Camp.
And the most exciting checklist app you've ever seen.
Wow, it's time for iOS Today. That is exciting. iOS Today is brought to you by Motive. The Motive Ring is a fitness, heart rate, and sleep tracker that monitors activity while being comfortable and stylish. For $20 off your first order, visit mymotive.com and enter iOS Today at checkout. And by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. Try it free for 14 days at texture.com/twit. It's iOS Today time. What a smile. What a smile. It's time to talk about our favorite things, the iPod, the iPad, the Apple Pencil, the Apple TV, the Apple Watch, all this stuff with iOS. Did I mention the iPhone 10?
This is still my favorite thing.
You took your case off, your rose case off.
Well, I took my rose case off because you gave me this wallet case.
Which
we can talk about later, yes. How much I'm enjoying that.
That, my friends, is Megan Maroney, the star of our show.
And this, my friends, is Leah Laporte, my assistant.
Thank you. It's good to be here. We are going to talk. What are we talking about today? I see you have a very large object.
This is not weights. I'm going to show you what this is.
Oh, that's one of the things you do the twist on?
Yes. This is really fun.
From Modern Movement.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about
board. We'll talk about that.
This year, we're going to stay fit during the holidays.
I think that iOS is actually my best fitness pal. And by the way, MyFitnessPal
is your favorite app.
Is my favorite app on iOS for keeping track. What do you use to keep track? You use RunKeeper, I think.
Right? I do. I mostly use just the health app and the activity app and the workout app to keep track. But I did some research for this, and I think there's a lot of new contenders for that. I have a lot of new apps and toys and tools and everything.
I'm showing my age by mentioning MyFitnessPal, which did it used to be Lose It? I can't remember. It's gotten confusing in all of this.
It
got acquired by Under Armour, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these, the RunKeeper family, they're all being caught up and so forth. I'm going to log in to MyFitnessPal. You can see I use it on my phone, but I'm going to install it on my an iPad. That's one of the things that's nice about all of these is if you use them on one iOS device, generally you'll be able to use it on all. And you can use your iPad if you want to, like, look at graphs and see stuff. And of course, the Apple Watch is important, too. You've got to have the fitness apps on there. And that's where I'm with you. I use the built-in stuff, the activity. In fact, if you look at my Apple Watch.
Let's look at your Apple
Watch. Look at my Apple Watch.
Have you already worked out today?
Well, if you call getting up and having a cup of coffee a workout.
I don't.
I use a face that has room for a bunch of complications, three, actually. One is just my calendar, but the other one is the workout logging app because I'm working out so often. I just want to have the choices in here. Give me some tips on this because it has a number of them pre-built in, but you told me that I could use other. Tell me how that works.
You can use other, and then after your workout, it will say, what did you just do? And then it gives you further options like yoga, Pilates, maybe.
Stuff that isn't in the normal. Do you think it'll have finger exercises?
Probably not, but we'll see.
Let's see. So it's recording, as you can see, the time, how many calories you've used, zip, your current heart rate. And then if you slide it over, you can end it. By the way, that little water droplet, somebody was asking me, can I wear my Apple Watch in the water? Yeah, but you want to lock it before you.
Yeah, even the Series 3 with the cell phone.
Yeah. Now, I didn't do enough to the thing, but it would give you a choice of many more than these dance.
Yeah. So once I've added that, then if you look at mine, like I have yoga as one of my main choices.
After you work out, it tells you how much you did, but then it logs it to the activity app, or no, the activity app. That's the Rings, right?
Give
me some hints on the Rings, because you use the Rings, don't you?
I do use the Rings. So there's the Move Ring, which is this one.
There's three of them.
Yeah, and then there's the Exercise Ring, and there's the Stand Ring. So the Move is how many sort of calories you've burned. And I wouldn't call this an official like calorie. I think it's just I compare it against myself. So exercise is how many minutes you've exercised. So that counts if you're doing a workout mostly. But if you don't set a workout and you go for a run, it'll count that as exercise. And stand, which is just basically standing. So you get rewarded a lot, like just for standing all day.
That on without notifying you every hour, mm-hmm. by the way, which is how I do it. You can also share it with people. So you could see I'm sharing this with Jen and Megan and Renee. And so I can see how Megan's doing. And that's useful because it allows you to kind of applaud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Megan's Rings for the day. And I can really see everything,
mm-hmm.
how many steps and everything. And then I can send her a message. Let's go back here. Oops, I blew it. I backed out of it. Let me do that again. So let's send her a message. Tap. And, oh, look, I could send you a little mouse from the beasts. Remember those beasts?
Yeah.
Oh, that was something we had a conversation on before.
Yeah, well, that was my app cap.
So let me send you a thumbs up. A little bit of encouragement,
mm-hmm.
right? And that sometimes Renee would send me a piece of pizza or a donut. That's counterproductive because it made me hungry.
It does do that, yeah.
So you send something that will make somebody happy that they worked mm-hmm. out, and you noticed. I think, and she said thanks.
Yep.
I think that's kind of for some people that's a helpful motivating tool. Get your friends to follow you.
Can I give you a tip on that?
Yeah.
So you can organize that, you know, say it's organized. I don't know how you have your friends organized.
Just kind of random.
So long press or hard press, I guess, 3D touch that.
And I can change
how it's ordered. So if you want to, like if you're really good at doing a bunch of different workouts and you want to be first, then you can choose it by workouts.
Clever.
If you take more steps. Like, for example, yesterday I worked out harder than you, but you took more steps than I did because you took a walk.
I took
and
a long
I did
walk.
Pilates.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wanted to order.
So
by
you win today
exercise.
On steps. I've only taken 656, but that's okay because J.E. Laughlin has only taken none. Now, that's something I should tell people. Sometimes people don't wear their Apple Watch for the day, and that's when you see those zeros.
Yep.
Don't assume they're dead.
No.
They just may. I'd be wearing their watch. Megan thought I'd passed on.
Now I know better. Now I have to text you and make sure that you're still alive.
I think to me it's pretty clear the Apple Watch has become a fitness device.
Yeah,
I still use it for notifications and quick messaging. There's also the Breathe app. Do you use that?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either, but I feel like I should. So I could do a one-minute breathing. I tapped the Breathe app here, and I can do a one-minute breathing exercise, and I'll walk you through it. Bring your attention to your breath. We could all do this together. And you breathe in when the ball gets big. And you breathe out. So that's actually, believe it or not, and it you can't tell, but it's tapping my hand to tell me when to breathe in. And so I know that I don't even have to look at the watch to kind of I could close my eyes and know that it's time to breathe in. And I think that is a great, even for a minute, that's a great exercise. It'll keep track of breathing, and that can also be part of your stats for the day. I think that's pretty cool.
Can I show the other fitness device?
Yeah.
I have, these are from Nautilus, so it's a company you've probably heard of.
Oh, I use Nautilus machines for years, and they were big in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are called Modern Movement. There's, this is called the M-Pad. And you stand on it, and you can gamify your workout because you put. See, I did some B-roll here because you have to put you have to put your iPad right in there, and I didn't want to show you how I put the $10,000 iPad. And then you can.
So it's more than just doing twists. You can also do rocking back and forth.
And then you cast it like we are using a Chromecast. I have an Android TV at home and you cast it to the TV. Unfortunately, it doesn't work with AirPlay yet. So we can see how you're playing. Like you're trying to keep it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Together, so you're trying to keep the yellow, make it yellow. So
that sounds, I mean, so it's fun if it's something fun going on.
Yeah.
That's good for balance. Balance is really important.
And good for your app. Yeah, good.
Especially as we get older.
And see that orange, this orange thing on the bottom, you can make that higher or lower. Like there's extra pads.
It's like
pads
a mini BOSU
there.
Ball.
Yeah. So you can, yeah, there are extra pads to make them
That's neat.
Higher up.
Oh, make and higher is harder, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. And so Nautilus also has the Edge Board.
I like this. How much is this?
This, that item is $120.
I kind of like that. I could see doing that.
Yeah. And you can.
Do they have things like squats and other stuff that you would do on there?
Or is it just mostly It's mostly like just this? Balance. But what you can, the Edge Board is, this is another
For older folks,
$70.
Like me, balance is really important. You don't want to fall. And keeping your balance. Balance is one of the things that goes as you get older.
So, I love this. I mean, you know, it's an investment in your... This
okay,
is an
don't
edge
tell
board.
Me.
Oh. So, you can do, like, squats.
I was going to... I thought, oh, okay.
What did you think you'd do with
I
that?
I thought maybe you would pull on the handle.
You can roll on the floor with it, too. Let me see if I can...
It's one of those push-up on the floor things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I have the app here. Let me see.
Those marks on the floor are not part of the exercise. That's where we put the chairs when we sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he'd go like, it actually doesn't go anywhere. So it's not one of those like Joe Weider spring things. Edge board.
So they're all kind of, you can hold it and roll on the floor.
ModMOV.com.
Yeah. So they're modern movement edge board. This is more for your core too.
How much is that?
This one is $70.
The idea is you'd get the whole set.
Yes. And then see that little, you can add your smartphone to this one as well. There's a little attachment. For your smartphone.
I like that. And it could be, it doesn't have to be an iPhone. It could be any smartphone.
It could be any smartphone. Nice. Yeah. And you can get this at Amazon or Dick's. I think this is a good gift for someone. I think it's always a good, well, it's tricky giving people fitness products for the holidays.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. You know, you could be.
I would appreciate
take
them,
it the wrong way.
Someone might not.
Let me show you, because we were talking about the king of the hill, MyFitnessPal, which has been around forever and ever. It's one of a pair of apps that I've used probably for a decade, that and Lose It, which I'll also show you. So one of the things MyFitnessPal will do, of course, is it's a logbook, so it keeps track of how much weight you've lost, how much exercise you've done. You can set your own goals, what you'd like to weigh, what you'd like, you know, your fitness to be, your calorie and macronutrient goals. So you can say, I want to cut down on carbs and increase protein, that kind of thing. How many fitness workouts? I want to do 3 workouts a week, and I'd like each workout to be how long? 30 minutes? You don't have to go crazy, by the way, to make some good fitness choices here. The other thing that's great is this pairs with other apps and other devices. And you see, of course, you're going to see Under Armour stuff, including the Under Armour Record, which is something that will record a fitness device. But it ties in with a bunch of other fitness apps. This is kind of before Apple Health came along. There's your Fitbit, the Fitstar app, which is a great kind of personal trainer app with Tony Hernandez. Map My Fitness, Map My Ride, Map My Run, and Map My Walk are all related apps that will tie in. But look, there's even the fertility. There's all sorts of stuff. So you can run. There's your Runkeeper that you like to use. Runtastic's also very popular. Strava is also very popular for the runners out there. You can tie it into your Y Things Pulse, which is a fitness band, but also your scale, if you have one of those scales, a lot of fitness bands, the Fitbit. So this is a really great hub. I think really Apple's Health has a way to go to catch up with MyFitnessPal. And then you can, just like Health, you can have friends that you follow along. I think the coaching, the nagging, if you will, from friends is also very helpful. So that's MyFitnessPal.
I have had some success with MyFitnessPal. I used Weight Watchers for a really long time, especially after I had my 3 kids. And, you know, just writing down what you eat.
Logging your
really
food
important.
Is huge.
But I get lazy, too. I wish there were an easier way. And you would think I was about to tell you one, but I
There have been in the past programs that where you, like, take a picture of your food and then would figure out what your food was. But none of them worked that well. All of them, as far as I know, are off the market. I think they made promises they couldn't keep. So you're going to end up using a program. And this is the one I think everybody uses called Lose It. Let me log in. It's kind of generally a good idea to keep these on your iPhone because you have that in your pocket. Your iPad you may not have around. But when you have an account, of course, it's going to go to both. And so it's, you know, you can install it on both. And then, whoops, did I type that wrong? And then you'll have it. I don't have to log into my account. You don't want to see my calorie counts. It's depressing. Yep, now I'm logged in. Okay, so it's restoring my data.
So this one's called Lose It.
Lose It. This is the classic, okay? Both Lose It and MyFitnessPal have premium versions. I would say just start with the free version at first. But so let's shall I log some food? We'll show you. This is the key, is how easy it is to add new foods. So we're going to press the plus, and that's breakfast. Now, one of the nice things you can do is you can have some standard things. So typically, these were the things that I would eat for breakfast, but you can also add ones. And it does the bar scanner. Now, I try not to eat packaged food that has a barcode on it. That's part of my healthy plan. But if you are on Weight Watchers or something where you're eating packaged food, the barcode will really simplify this. You can say, for instance, I'm going to have 8 ounces of fluid coffee, 8 fluid ounces. That's a cup of coffee. It tells you, exactly what the caloric and micronutrients are in that, which is obviously with coffee, not very much. However, I'm going to also add a little heavy cream. Mm. Yeah.
So kill you.
That'll kill you. Scan the barcode. You can do that. Or you can just type it in, heavy cream. Let's see how many fat calories are in heavy cream. 52. And I didn't just put in one. I put in 2 tablespoons of that. Boom. But you see, that wasn't too hard to add. And as I said, as you use stuff, it will start to add that. So this is the breakfast foods I often had. I'd have an egg. You can add that just like that. So this is what you're talking about. That's a diet log, a calorie log, a food log. Very, very handy to go along with your exercise log. So I think the combination, this is really the old school combination of MyFitnessPal for logging activity and Lose It for logging food is pretty good. And of course, Lose It also has an exercise log as well. So it may be simple enough just to use that by itself.
And MyFitnessPal has a calorie log too.
Yeah, they both overlap a little bit. I'm kind of a fan. I mean, and look, of course, it helped me. I know it's a little bright, but you can see it definitely helped me lose weight.
Yeah.
Over time, so it's kind of nice to have. That's free.
The next one is one I've shown before, but I've continued to use it regularly. So I belong to a gym and I pay for that, so I don't want to pay for anything else. So the app that I like is called Zova, which is you can pay a subscription, but there are enough workouts. I found that if I piece together all the free workouts from all the different apps, then I can find it. And let's take a look at it on the Apple
Zova.
TV.
Not sofa.
Zova. Z-O-V-A.
Get off the sofa and do the Zova.
If we can look at it on the Apple TV, then this is how I
there
use
it, is.
It. Zova.
There. Hi.
So you can... Do you want to do a full body workout?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a full body workout.
This is not, I mean, I actually have pay a trainer a lot of money to tell me these things. If you've got it built into your TV,
yeah,
squat
it's great.
To calf raise. And, I've done this. And by the way, I see they have a watch app. Mm-hmm. That's kind of nice.
So I do a couple of
That's
these,
hard to do.
Especially if it's raining outside and you can't get, or you just have like 10 minutes. It shows you exactly what to do. And you can stand in front of the TV and say, I will look like her someday. I will look like her someday. Well, you probably don't say that, but that's what I say.
I like that. Look,
and it has a timer.
Double exercise
stops.
In there.
And so you can do 2 of these workouts, and then it'll ask you to pay. And you can say, no, thank you. I'll continue using the free. Or you can say yes and do a subscription.
How much is that?
The subscription for this is $8 a month, which is way cheaper than a gym.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about 5 minutes with my trainer.
And I really, there's stretching workouts.
Push up to mountain. Oh, forget about Ed. No, forget Ed.
The mountain climbers.
But if you did that every day, you probably would look like her. So there you go.
They also have the 2x3 program, which is 2 workouts, 3 days a week. And that's all you need, which is pretty.
2 workouts, 3 days a week. That's about right. Yeah.
That's how you discover your potential.
You know what? I like this one. Zova. Z-O-V-A.
So yeah, it's on your iPad, on your iPhone.
And then
you
put it on your Apple TV?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I put it on my Apple
TV. So is there an Apple TV app or you're just airplaying it?
There's an Apple TV app.
Oh, nice.
And so you can, because I think doing, being able to watch, not, I was joking.
No, it helps.
I'm happy the way I look.
Get the form right.
But yeah, getting the form right is really helpful. And then I combine that with an app called Streaks, also on the Apple TV.
We like Streaks.
Streaks app.
Yeah. This keeps track of what you're doing.
Yes. And this, it doesn't have people. It has stick figures. So that's also So you can do the quick, the everyday, or the tough, and you can customize your workout to do different exercises. Like if you're like, oh, I can't do leg lifts, I'm never going to do those. Or jumping jacks. I'm not a fan of the jumping jacks, so I don't choose jumping jacks. I am not a fan of burpees either. I do not like the burpees, but I like squats. Squats are good. You're going to be getting out of chairs for the rest of your life. And then you do, like, you can do the quick, the everyday, the tough, or the pain, which is just time. And then this is just, it's not as good with form, but it's random, and that's what I like, too. And this is...
You got to mix it up, don't you?
Yeah, so you don't know what's coming next. I mean, actually, you do know what's coming next if you look down below, but you can do 6 glute bridges, and then you, when you're done, you just click the remote. 8 hip raises, done.
Can you say in these apps, though, I want to, well, for instance, I'd like to get a bubble butt. Can you say that?
No.
You can't do that?
What is my goal? A bubble butt?
Well, just a,
you mean like a Kim round, Kardashian or something?
Well, like the male version of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't judge. Maybe you want a Kim Kardashian butt.
I would like, because I think the ladies like the anyway, could I work on that? Like, I like my calves to be firm and shapely, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd probably have to look up like what workouts. I don't think this.
Okay.
This doesn't pick by body part.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just exercises,
but I think that's one thing a trainer can do. Of course, is help
glute,
you.
I mean, there's glute bridges. Why one would assume.
Well, that's what made me think glutes. Of it because I think those are good.
Yeah. Okay, so I have. Do you have another one, or should I go next?
You can go ahead. I'm setting one up. For you.
Okay, this one is not a workout, but a wake out.
A wake out?
Wait, can you guess what a wake out is?
Is it surfing?
No, it's just you wake up and you work out. This is called a wake out.
Oh, Lord.
So
that sounds painful.
You can schedule 7 a.m. every weekday. Let's wake out now. Are you ready to wake out?
I'm ready to wake out.
Okay, so wake out now, and here we go. Any second now. Rise and shine. Ready? And you say ready. Go.
Ready.
And here's, you're in bed. And then.
Oh, I'm in bed. It actually starts in bed.
Yeah. They're all right from your bed. So these are the rise and shines. You can do this right from your bed. Look at that. I mean, you can stare at this guy too and say, I want to look like that guy.
No, and not really.
Ready for the next exercise?
Is he the before picture?
No, this is, he's not. He's the during. Look at the lazy during. Climbers. Like I hate mountain climbers, but I think I can manage the lazy climbers.
I think that would be hell on a mattress.
Go. You think it's bad for your mattress?
Yes.
Eh.
Well, you don't want to exercise on your
probably
mattress.
Don't jump on your bed either.
No.
So, lazy climbers, do as many reps as possible.
I think that's kind of funny, though.
I love these.
Yeah.
Because you just wait. You got
to
do.
It's harder to do it on your bed.
You got
to
do what you can do.
You got to really, I mean, that's like doing it in the sand or something. It's
ready?
Really.
Lazy bed crunches.
See, that's harder, I think. Don't you?
I don't know.
Listen to the sounds he's making.
So, this is on your iPad or your iPhone. Wake out. It is free for a few. Same thing as before.
Free for a few. I like free for a few.
Free for a few wake outs. And then it is, the subscription is pretty cheap, I think. But it is, let's see. Oh, in-app purchases. Looks like it's like a little, like $1.99 a month or something. You can try it for free for 3 months. Yeah.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got for me?
I don't want to show this anymore because it used to be free and you didn't have to sign up. It was the 7-minute workout from Johnson & Johnson.
Oh.
You know about high intensity interval training, HIIT. The theory being based on science, the theory being that you don't need to work out for a long time, but you need to do high intensity intervals. And so the 7-minute workout, the idea is in 7 minutes. And believe me, when I say high intensity, it's high intensity. In 7 minutes of that, you will get a good workout. If you did that twice a day, even that's only 14 minutes a day. Do it 3 days a week. That's probably sufficient, according to science, to keep you in good physical shape, or at least to slow down aging. So there are a lot of different workouts. I used to use, and I still would recommend it, the Johnson & Johnson 7-Minute Workout. It is free, but now they want you to create an account, which I
okay, well, I'll show you the 7-Minute Workout that
which
I
one do,
do
you
use? On my Apple
They're
Watch.
They're everywhere, right?
But you know, the Series 3 Apple Watch talks to you.
That's
so
a
you
good
don't
idea.
Even need, you don't, you need nothing but your
just
Apple
listen.
Watch for
yeah,
this.
Just listen.
Ready?
And whose is this that you're doing?
This is the 7-Minute Workout, just it's okay. like the official 7-Minute. So suggested full body, I can change this. It looks a lot like the regular workout app. And I'll just go.
And you know, once you've done, you know, the burpees and the sit-ups and the push-ups, you don't, you know what you're doing. You just
ready?
Need a timer.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
We can
oh,
see.
Blows a whistle. Okay, we're going to do jumping jacks for...
Ready?
And you're going to do only... You only do it for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. right? 30 seconds,
30
right?
seconds, yep. High intensity.
But you do it hard.
And you can look at your heart
and
rate.
Then you, and then your heart rate goes up, and you don't... You get a little break, but you don't really let your heart rate go down very much mm-hmm. in the intervals.
So you can pause. It's just
yeah,
like the
great.
Regular workout app. Looks exactly
and
like
if you have,
workout.
By the way, if you have an Amazon Echo, there's a 7-minute workout mm-hmm. skill. Same
I do
idea.
That. Yeah, yep. And then it tells you how many you've done.
Yep.
See, do you hear that?
And then they blow the whistle. When we were in Monaco on the yacht harbor on the waterfront there, the beautiful people were doing exactly that. Yeah. And they blew whistles and they would switch from station to station. And now I understand how they get to be the beautiful people. Then they got back on their yacht and sailed off in the sunset.
So, I like this one. You can
that's
skip.
Nice. That's you for the Apple back. Watch.
Yeah.
Seven, is there an app?
7 minute
is there
workout.
An app that...
For the, yes, for the, let's see if I think I have it.
Seven. So, I don't know if there is an official 7-minute workout.
Yeah,
you think
I
this
don't
is
know.
The official one? Seven, it's called.
Still
working out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed, by the way, we should point out that you have a lovely hook and loop band that is a good workout band.
Yes.
Because one of the things that's important when you're doing these workouts is that you have the Apple Watch in the right position mm-hmm. and tight enough so that it can measure your heart rate accurately. And unfortunately, the bands that have like buckles, you can't always get them exactly right. But this band is very good because mm-hmm. it's a little stretchy. It's still comfortable. I think it's the most comfortable band Apple makes. And it's very good at getting it just in the right spot and just the right tension.
So it looks like this one might be free on the Apple Watch, but not, or it, maybe it's a 7-day free trial.
Okay.
But the one on
the Johnson & Johnson one is free.
And the one on the Amazon Echo is free. As well.
Right. It's
Whoa.
Just kind of.
Look at this. There's a lot.
There's a lot of stuff you can do.
How many circuits are you supposed to do? Do you know?
Well, it depends, you know, how much of a muscle man you are.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, free today, martial arts.
That's kind of cool.
So you can track to enter your body details. I like the 7-minute workout.
I'm going to sign up for the Johnson & Johnson. I might as well. This is a good day for me to sign up for stuff because my birthday is tomorrow, so I don't have to do mm-hmm. too much of this roller thing with the... It's bad enough I have to go all the way back to 1956, but at least I don't have to change the day that much. So I'll log in while... Do you have another one?
Well, the next one is our sponsor, actually.
Isn't this kind of interesting? Mm-hmm. We did not plan this.
No, we did
I don't
not.
Think... Well, I should...
did not plan it.
You didn't plan it.
No.
It just happened. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So you might notice that Megan and I are both wearing new rings.
Mm-hmm.
These are our Motive.
You want to look at mine too?
Rings. Look at these. So this is a fitness band that does everything like a Fitbit would do, but it's, I think, much more convenient because you wear it right on your finger. They have the perfect balance of fit, form, and function. They track activity, so they monitor your steps, your calories, your distance. It also, though, and I really like this, in fact, I didn't think it possible, does heart rate and sleep. And I don't want to wear my Apple Watch to bed. I don't like that idea, but I don't mind wearing this ring to bed. It's very comfortable. It connects wirelessly with your phone over Bluetooth. You can. It's got its own memory. It's got a 2 days worth of recording, so you don't have to always be pairing it and syncing it with your phone. 3-day battery life, which is really nice. And I'll show you the charger, which is I carry it around on my keychain. It's just a little USB charger like this. This is the keychain thing. It's magnetic. You put this in the USB slot, and the ring charges on it. And in 90 minutes, it'll charge for another 2 or 3 days, which is great. Usually 3. So there, it just the little magnet goes on there, so it can't go wrong. There you go. And they get a little light on the front, so you know it's charged. It's made of titanium, so it's very light, waterproof up to 5 atmospheres. Let me explain 5 atmospheres. You're not waterproof up to 5 atmospheres, so that means you could dive with it. And it, because it's not a wristband, it weighs less than a penny. It's 0.1 inches thick. It's really out of the way. It's really convenient. So you get a free sizing kit. You can choose rose gold. That's what Megan's wearing. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I've got the slate gray. I think both look really nice.
Yeah.
You could even use it for a wedding ring. If you know, if you and your spouse are, your betrothed or fitness people, you could say, honey, I got you a Motive.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Can you show me your sleep? Because I didn't do the sleep yet.
So I wore it yesterday after I worked out, so you can't see it. But then it shows me my sleep. So I slept for 7 hours, 46 minutes.
Nice.
And that is accurate. Like, I remember 10:30 p.m., I turned off the light. And then around, 6:17, around that time, I got out of bed. And my sleep trend, it would show me after we've only had them for one day. But I'm excited about this because you can't wear the Apple. You can wear the Apple Watch to bed, but it's too bulky.
People do it. I don't mind wearing it. I wear this ring 3 days straight, no problem. And then you just charge it up an hour and a half, like while you're getting ready in the morning, and you got another 3 days.
And
the app is beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Look at this is the iPhone app. So the app is really gorgeous. And you can see, like yesterday, 69 active minutes. I took 8,000 steps, went 3.8 miles. It's kind of cool. Now, it thinks I slept for an hour and a half because I took the ring off and charged it, and then I put it back on again. So I did take a nap. Resting heart rate is very high right now, so I want to keep work on that, right? The lower your resting heart rate, and it should be in the 60s, the healthier you are. This is really, really cool. I can't believe it gives you a heart rate, steps, distance, and sleep in something the size of a ring. This is the Motive ring. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you $20 off your first order. This would be a great gift for the fitness buff in your life. MyMotive.com, MyMotiv.com. If you would, use the offer code iOS today when you check out, and you'll get $20 off. This is a brand new advertiser for us, and they picked a good show to be on. We're talking about fitness stuff. But frankly, we've got it. We got the thing we want. You don't go around wearing a dorky Fitbit. You got the Motive ring. Everything you need, MOTIV. Visit MYMOTIV.com and use the offer code iOS today at checkout. And now we're engaged.
We're in iOS engaged.
iOS engaged.
iOS fitness engaged.
This is really cool. You don't feel like, when you're running or you can wear it swimming. When you're doing an exercise, you don't feel like you're wearing, I don't want to wear a band. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to wear a band.
Yeah. All right, you know what? There's not much news this week. There's a little bit of Apple news, but not much, weirdly. I don't know why, but I do have some. Google Docs has been updated for iOS 10, which
is
exciting.
Yep.
And you can drag and drop with Sheets. Google Sheets has also been updated. And, we always have some trouble with the dragging, but I'm going to see if we can do this. Let's open up Sheets. And this is how I plan the show with Sheets. And then I'm going to see if, I'm going to open this into the floating window. Okay. And let's say I want to look at this unique tech gifts. And I want to talk about this. I can now just drag and drop right into Sheets, which, for someone who works as much in Google Sheets and Google Docs, that's really nice.
That was really cool.
Yeah. So I could probably
draw
an image. I could drag, let's see what's going to, is that going to drag that? No, the link. So that's pretty useful, I think. So there's some news.
Thank you, Google.
Time named the iPhone X the best gadget of the year.
Not the best. One of the best.
One of the best.
The Switch was the best.
Oh,
the iPhone X was only the Apple Watch.
Really?
You saw it. Go back. The
Apple Watch
was number nine.
So the Switch was the best gadget.
Yeah.
How did I read that wrong?
Keep going. Well, you know how headline writers are. There it is, number two,
and the Switch was 10. Number one.
You know what? I'd put the iPhone X at number one. The Switch is good, but it's not as good as the iPhone.
I put the iPhone X as the best gadget of the year.
It's my gadget of the year. I agree.
And meanwhile, the HomePod is delayed.
Did we not mention that last week?
I think we forgot to mention it. Yeah, the HomePod is officially delayed.
Not until next year.
Until next year.
I don't know what to make of that, because that means they're missing the holiday buying season. But more importantly, it means they're falling even farther behind Google, which is and Amazon, both of which are really pushing hard on the Google Home and the Amazon Echo, respectively. Those products are eating up the space. And I wonder, Apple's made a choice with the HomePod. Actually, Mark Gurman had a great story about the history of the HomePod on Bloomberg last week. It was originally, and I think still, designed more about being a speaker than it was about Siri. So it has a different goal than the Echo does, or even the Google Home. It wants to really be a new form of stereo system. And as a result, you can pair them to make a stereo, kind of like Sonos. In fact, it competes more directly with Sonos than it does with the Echo or the Google Home. And I was really looking forward to it. The idea is it would automatically, wouldn't even have to do anything, sense the sound in your room. It has mics built in, and it would tune itself to the room. Siri was just a kind of nice added feature, because I don't know about you, I like to be able to ask for music. And I use on my Amazon Echo at home, we have one in the bedroom hooked up to, I have a Dot, which doesn't have a great speaker, but it has, but I've hooked up to nice speakers. And I have things like, I can say open or ask for, I can't remember the, yeah, I think it was open ocean sounds or open rain sounds or open calming sounds and play a soundtrack. Set a timer. I could say, you know, stop playing in 45 minutes. And it's a really nice way to get lulled to sleep. And I feel like the HomePod could have been that. But now, you know, it's farther behind. Some early next year, they say. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not ready, it's not ready.
Right.
Don't ship it before it's ready.
Yeah, the AirPods, they didn't ship those till they were ready.
Right.
All right. Well, we can get right to questions.
Mention the biggest story of the year?
Which is?
Prince Harry's getting engaged. No, I guess that's... But no, I wonder if he used it. No, he designed a ring that his own self, which I hate when guys do that. That's so pretentious.
Plus, his fiancée spells Meghan
wrong. Just go to Zales
like
the rest of us. Meghan Markle.
She spells Meghan wrong. And Meghan isn't
even a real name. M-E-G-H-A-N. It's not Meghan. It's Meghan.
Right. And that's not
Meghan
her
Markle.
Real name.
It's not her real name. That's her movie star name.
Yeah.
She's an actor. You might have seen her in Suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with iOS. So let's get to questions.
But it has everything to do with my dreams and hopes and aspirations.
Okay.
Someday I would like to marry a prince, live in a castle. You know what's sad? She won't be a princess.
What?
Because she's American. She can't be a princess.
Yeah. All right. Paul F. writes, "Hi, Megan. In your gift guide episode, you guys were talking about wallet cases for the iPhone 10, but didn't mention Apple's new leather folio case, which apparently is wireless charger compatible. I'm tempted to buy one, but want to wait till maybe you try it or somebody you know."
Another wallet case.
I know. This is nice. Let's take a look at that link. I looked at the leather case.
Very few of these are wireless charger compatible. So this opens up.
Yeah. And it's, I don't like
that.
Can
you put your cards in?
Yeah.
Click one of those pictures at the bottom, the little pictures there.
So, the down below so you can see. Yes. I think
that's
nice.
Oh, you could put a little bit in there. The problem is all of these wallet cases get really fat if you store anything in that pouch.
Right. So here's, I like the pink one. I've been eyeing it. You never know what I might buy myself.
The rule of thumb is if it's got a thin back and, you know, you don't put cards behind the phone, it'll charge. But as soon as you get too thick or worse, you put metal in there. Some of the magnetic cases have metal in there. It won't charge.
So here's the one of the many that you gave me. And this is my favorite. I've been using it all week and I really like it. It's the...
looks like I had it in my wallet for really long.
Davis case.
Davis case, yeah.
It's the Davis case, and it is wireless.
$30. Yeah. Works just fine because there's nothing behind it.
And then it has this little thing that closes it up.
I kind of like that because I always worry about my credit cards falling out.
Yeah, and I have a credit card. I have my drive. I usually put my driver's license there, but I was smart enough not to put it there because...
Yeah, I wasn't. I showed it off with my...
and then all my many monies in there. Yeah. I really like this, so... I mean, if I didn't find this, I would have gotten myself that leather case.
What's nice is that's very slim.
Oh, I should put the phone
in. It's a lot cheaper than the Apple case.
You can take photos. There's the hole for the camera, which is great.
Yeah, all the buttons and everything are exposed.
And I was complaining about being able to use it like this, how I didn't like to use it, but
it's
fine.
To it.
And I actually stick it in my stand-up charger next to my bed at night, and it holds it just fine, and I use it with the wireless
charger. It can also be used as an easel. So if you're watching movies on the airplane, You can tilt it forward a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you can just watch your movies on the airplane like
that. Look at that.
Yep.
I had no idea.
A little bit of extra functionality. Davis case. They make a variety of them. They also have one with a clasp. It's better for a little thicker. But I like how thin this is. And isn't that a clever solution for I don't know if they intended it that way. I think they did because this is stretchy.
Right. But you could
it's
also
like a hair tie.
Wear it around
and
your wrist.
In a clutch, you could use it as a hair tie and just have your phone hanging behind you.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be really great.
Here, let me try that.
Yeah. No. Please don't. So they have a variety of cases. And what I like about the Davis cases, this is antique leather. I think they reuse, I don't know where they get their leather, but it's like it's been around the block a few times.
And how much is it? $30?
It was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it on Amazon. I can't remember what it was, but it was very inexpensive. Apple's cases tend to be very expensive.
Yeah, that one was $99.
Yeah. So you can see a variety of these. I like these Davis cases, and I like the antique leather that they use. It's real leather. It's not PU leather.
Right. That's polyurethane. That's what
I know.
We got an email about.
It's plastic.
That. Polyurethane. Jen.
How can they call it leather if it's plastic?
Polyurethane leather. Well, they call it vegan leather.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I guess leather. There's nobody protecting. The word leather is not being protected by the Leather Council
Poor
of America
leather.
Or something. Poor leather.
Jen had another recommendation for a wallet case. She says she likes the Oberon design cases.
Oh,
they're cheaper.
They're gorgeous.
And I believe a better design than the ones you showed. The phone can be slipped in and out of the wallet part without removing the protective shell. It's not magnetic, so I can use my cheap Anker Qi charger by removing the wallet but leaving the phone and the protective shell. The iPhone can be removed and reinserted into the wallet in one simple motion. It isn't fussy at all. The leather feels quite good to the touch. And wore well with daily heavy use on my iPhone SE. I had an Oberon design wallet for my iPhone SE for over a year and recently bought another one when I upgraded to the iPhone 8 Plus. I'm in love with the idea that I can carry my ID, credit card, and a couple of bills without opening my purse. It's also great on vacation to hold a room card. And
we have owned many of these Oberon cases. They make excellent cases for iPads as well. They're hand-tooled leather. And they many of them have kind of a Celtic feel to the design.
Oh, yeah.
And they're made in Santa Rosa. They're a local company to us, which is really nice. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Oberon Designs.
Those are nice.
And I apologize for not having looked at their iPhone 10 cases.
I feel like the leather cases are like watch bands. I mean, you know, you just change them all the time. You gave me like a dozen of them.
I have a stack of them. I have to really stop ordering them.
Don't stop
I have
now.
A problem. But these look kind of nice. Actually, Michael, for his birthday, got one of these. They're beautiful. These are very simple. They're just like hand-tooled, like a case that you just... And see, there's the lion. That'd be good for me. And they just slip into the case. So those would almost certainly work fine with a wireless charger.
That's a good addition to the gift guide, especially for teenagers, because, you know, they're just starting to carry money around and maybe a card of some kind and...
That's true. That's a good point.
You know,
yeah.
And they have their phones everywhere they go. And so.
That's nice, isn't it?
Okay, here's a stumper from Kevin, who's visually impaired. He says, with iOS 10, you were able to go to Settings, Siri, App Support, and see a list of apps that supported use with Siri. And then you could either enable or disable the feature. How can I do this under iOS 11? Hoping the Twit Army has a solution. So they changed this, and I did do some research. So if you see now, if you go to Siri and search, you have all of your apps here. So this is just all of your apps, and you have to go in and say, well, let's see, does all recipes work with Siri? No, it can show up in search, but let's find one that does work with Siri. Astro, no, it'll have another little. So you have to go through all of them. I know Facebook works with Siri. Let's see if I can... And so this is, it says use with Siri, and then I can turn that on or leave that off. But they don't have a list anymore. And here's why I think they don't have that list anymore is because there aren't that many. They're really limited. I think Apple's really worked on, I got this from Renee Ritchie, said they're working on quality, not quantity. So I think that, you know, when you only had like five apps there, it looked bad. So now you have to go through. And I asked Renee to answer this question, and he said, you know, what you can do is just ask Siri, you know, open, like, call me an Uber.
I don't see an app for that.
Oh, you're a goober.
So it would work with Uber is one that works.
Yeah,
so if I had the Uber app on my iPad, then it would open it up. So just that's one way, just ask. Siri.
This is an example where Siri, to me, is a little bit lacking. It should have gone to the App Store. It could have gone to the App Store and said, I don't have Uber installed, but here it is.
Yeah.
Install it. That would have been so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it just says, install something.
Okay, so here's the list of from iMore that of the apps. So you can go in and look at this list and see all the apps where it works. And it's really just categories. So you can see there's messaging, car commands, car play, workouts. There's a, you know, it's categories that you can use SiriKit and a developer can add integration. But there aren't that many of them. And that's why I feel like they probably changed that from iOS 10 to iOS 11 because they didn't want to see that, like, only five of your apps. And so now you have to go through each one or, like Renee says, just ask.
Just ask Siri.
So did you know you can use Siri within Facebook?
I did not, actually. There. Apple does such a good job with accessibility, and I think there's so many good features in there. And as I've said before, I don't feel like we're very good at explaining them because we don't use them. So, but I get a lot of calls on the radio show, people asking about that, and I think it's a really great thing. One day I'll just put a blindfold on for a whole week and see how I fare. I don't think I'll fare well, to be honest.
WhatsApp is another one that people use with Siri that you can, you know, you can read your WhatsApp messages.
I presume you can use Apple's messages with
Siri. Yeah. This is third party. Kevin was asking about third party apps.
Right.
Yes. Yeah,
all of Apple's stuff works very well.
And so, like, I was testing this before to see if, you know, it would open Pocket Casts because that's the podcast app. And it just opened the podcast app instead. So the regular Apple podcast.
It wants
app.
To use Apple's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if Apple has, well, WhatsApp, I mean, is a competitor to Apple and they do that. So
I wonder if it's just up to the developer. Like if the developer supports it, Apple just says, okay. Or does Apple have to approve its use as well?
I'm guessing they have to approve it. But I mean, yeah, but Siri, it's SiriKit. If you can.
SiriKit.
That's if you are developing an app, that's how you.
Great question. And maybe we'll get more help for
you. Yeah, if you have another idea. But I do think that Apple just did this on purpose. It wasn't because they wanted quality over quantity.
It was too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a good comment from Domenico regarding 2 weeks ago. Remember, we had the coffee maker that brewed the beans.
It roasted the beans. Then it brewed the beans.
And we were talking about weak coffee. And Domenico from Massachusetts says, regarding weak coffee, remember that coffee is an extraction. So as you use less water, it makes the coffee weaker, not stronger, because you're extracting less and less from the beans. You need more water to get more flavor, but not too much, because then you start extracting the less water-soluble bitter components in the beans. Hope that helps. It does, Domenico.
Don't ever ask anybody for coffee advice. Coffee fanatics will tell you. And then what temperature, Domenico? Is it exactly 200 or 201? And that's one of the problems I think real coffee aficionados would have with that device. Is it didn't seem like you could change water temperature or how much water you use or
I did
how the beans are roasted. You did change how much, by putting less water in.
I see, when we first made it weak, and I put less water, and so that means that doesn't necessarily make it weaker. I was trying to make it
weak. The problem is, yeah, you extract more flavor, but you also are diluting it more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll have to experiment. You would experiment.
There's so much coffee tech. Like there was the Ember mug that we reviewed last week. There was something else that was another coffee.
Technology and caffeine are like bread and butter.
Ember. Mm-hmm.
Ember.
Yep, that's what I said. Ember mug.
Ember mug. Love that Ember mug. Do you still use your Ember mug?
I do, yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Keeps it warm.
It does. I love it. And then, you know, people say like, well, you can just
keep it warm.
Use a microwave. It's like, well, not while I'm in the car, I can't
use Domenico a microwave. Domenico would not like it if we microwaved our coffee. No. He'd be very upset.
Okay, Jerry has a question about the iPhone X. Since you have an iPhone X, I wonder if this has come up for you. If you have a phone in the car setting in a holder on the vent that faces you while driving, does the face recognition go off all the time since the phone sits facing you? I would think it would run the battery down trying to unlock the phone all the time you're driving. I drive for a living, so my phone is mounted all the time, and I have an older car, no Bluetooth or car connect. So I mount my car, and I have not experienced that, have you? I mean, I mount my phone in my car.
The trick on that, Jerry, would be to make sure that you and it's on by default, turn on the require attention feature. So Face ID doesn't work. If I just hold it here and don't look at it, it's not going to unlock the phone. In fact, let me lock it and verify that. So it's not going to unlock the phone because I'm not looking at it. You make an interesting point, though. Notice it did try to unlock it, but it only tried once. Once it's unlocked, of course, it doesn't try again. And then if you look at it, it will unlock. So when you, and actually, in a way, I think that is an ideal situation where it's in the holder. It's there. You know, you, if you're an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, it's doing its thing. But if you wanted it to unlock, you could just look at it and it would unlock. Isn't, well, that would be mm-hmm. kind of cool. Yeah, see, it's not unlocking, though. I'm off axis a little bit. Maybe if I point it towards me. Yeah. So it can be a little off axis, but it has to be kind of facing you. But it would be, I think, if you have it in a holder. That's about right where it would be if you had it in a holder as you're driving. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to affect battery life. I'm sure that's one of the things Apple tested and worked on. Mm-hmm. So,
Robert writes, my iPhone X comes any day. I'm looking for protection right now, right from the get-go. And battery time. Who's got the best battery case? I don't see anything from OtterBox.
And nothing from, there are OtterBox cases, but not battery not cases. Battery. And nothing from Apple yet. They don't make their nice battery case. Well, I don't, nice is a subjective word.
I think, well, it's nicer than, I mean, any battery case, I think, is ugly.
Is Mophie yet making a iPhone X case?
Not that I know.
They were the kings of battery cases. It takes a little while when a new phone comes out.
BGR recommends Zero Lemon, which is pretty cheap.
They're good. They make good
ones.
It's
$40. Yeah. I was thinking of ordering this one. Or maybe we'll, you know, order a couple and do a test or see if we can get some review units and send them back afterwards just to do a little battery test. Because I would never regularly use a battery. I just like setting it down. I have chargers everywhere.
I wouldn't assume that you need a battery case. The battery life is very good on the iPhone 10.
Yes.
It's not in any way degraded.
No.
So I feel like, I don't know.
I would much prefer a backup battery that you would just keep in your bag. I mean, I carry a purse around.
And Mophie, it looks like, I'm just looking through Mophie's offerings. They don't have a case yet for the iPhone X. They have wireless docks, chargers, and accessories. But I don't see a case from Mophie, which is a little bit of a surprise. It may be that it just takes a little while longer to make a battery case than it does to just make a regular case. I don't know.
Well, what's weird, too, is it would seem that it's easier because it's a Qi charging.
That might be part of the challenge is you've got to make, so they make these great juice packs, but they normally charge via the lightning port. Mm-hmm. You would want to make it wireless charging juice pack, and I guess they haven't done that yet. So that's kind of interesting. They're the ones I've always used as the Mophie cases. But Zero Lemon's a good company, so if they make one, and does theirs charge wirelessly? Zero Lemons?
Mm-hmm. It's cheap,
Okay. I like the idea. Let me just make sure that they're not offering it for... Yeah, I don't see the iPhone 10. In fact, I don't even see the iPhone 8. That's not a good sign. Maybe Mophie's getting out of the business. Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions we've gotten. So I guess we get to talk about magazines
Let's
now.
Do that, and we're going to get your app caps in just a little bit. I have one of the most popular apps of the week. And I've been playing it. I can't stop playing it. But first,
it's true.
An app that is a perennial winner. Actually, Apple did make Texture their app of the year last year, I think it was. It is my app of the year every year. In fact, I'm about to get on an airplane to go to New York City for my birthday. And believe you me, I got the magazines on there. The beautiful part of Texture is I favorited the magazines I like. Let me explain what Texture is. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's kind of like Netflix for magazines. You pay one flat rate, $10 a month, get more than 200 premium magazines, but you don't have to carry them around. You have them on your phone, your iPad, your tablet. You get every magazine, all the big magazines, the good stuff, including The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, Wired Magazine. Plus, they have these great curated sections. This is the, for instance, a holiday gift guide section here from Glamour, Canadian Running, Perfect Ideas for Every Runner, Redbook, Wine Enthusiast, Do-It-Yourself Magazine. So what's cool about this, Weight Watchers, Popular Science, what's cool about this year, this looks good, fun gadgets to give for the holidays from a Popular Science. You see, I subscribe to Popular Science, so I have a number of issues. Not only the current newsstand issue, but also back issues. So you're going to get, this is just a dream come true. Let me show you what it looks like. This is from the current Popular Science Top Tech of 2017. Where we're going, we won't need roads. Gadgets, if you like this show, this is the kind of thing you might be interested in. And the other thing I love about this, you get the entire magazine, including ads. And I kind of like that. You can swipe around in it, but you can also zoom in, which is really fantastic. If you like photography, for instance, let's say National Geographic or Shutterbug, looking at photos on this is great. And if sometimes it's a little hard to read magazines, as I get older, I find the print in magazines is really small. No problem here. Easy to read. Zoom in all you want. This is Texture, T-E-X-T, a flying luxury car, a single seamless carbon fiber frame. See, I always find something I want to read in Texture.
Me too.
And when I'm traveling, just carrying my iPad with me and having all those magazines is awesome. You cooking for the holidays? Bon Appetit. Real simple. A bunch of cooking magazines. If you're ready to talk politics at the dinner table, well, you want to be armed with the most useful information. They've got all the magazines you'd be interested in, including Atlantic, which I love the Atlantic, and Time magazine. You can catch up on all the new and noteworthy stories, the daily news, the top 10 reads. These collections are fantastic. Long reads, too. The new tech to solve murders, serial killer detector. That's in the New Yorker this week. See, that's what's cool. I used to get the paper magazines, like the paper New Yorker, every week. And it was just a guilt creator. I'd have piles of magazines everywhere, all that clutter. Now I get more magazines, less cost, plenty to read. There's always something interesting. If you like gossip, of course you like gossip. There's all of those, too. And you don't have to subscribe to them, so no one will know you're a gossip magazine reader.
Tricky.
These are my favorites, which means they automatically download. So they're ready to go. I don't have to do anything. They're ready to go before I get in the airplane. I got Adweek, Eat Healthy, Dwell, Maxim, Mother Jones, People, Rolling Stone, Sever, great cooking magazine, Shutterbug, Sound and Vision, Sports Illustrated, you bet, The Atlantic, The Hollywood Reporter, Travel and Leisure, Vanity Fair, and Wired Magazine. That's my collection. What's yours? Let me know. Texture.com/twit. By the way, we've got a great deal only for you, our listeners, when you go to texture.com/twit. You can try it for free. And if you decide to continue, $9.99 a month, that's almost a third off their listed price just because you're listening to this show. And what a great gift for the holidays. Texture.com/twit. TEXTURE.com/twit. Start your free trial today. I have a feeling you're going to want to read Texture. I love it. My signature is currently my currency, the shoe. I love it. Oh, wow, we're wearing fun hats. You know what? Maybe I should wear this to New York. This is a pork pie hat. I look like a jazz man. You're wearing a pillbox hat.
I am.
You look like a crazy lady from the 20s.
Yes. We're wearing hats.
Why?
Because it's app hat time. App cap time. Caps, apps, they rhyme. Our favorite app of the week. I think that these look quite good.
I like
together.
That on you. I don't know if you're wearing it right. It's a flapper hat.
I had it like this, but John told me to turn it around. I don't think the flower should
be in the back. No, the flower should be on the side. That's just right. Right now, yeah. Go with the tag. Don't go with John. Go with the tag. And that's kind of
I think
dashing.
This is good.
That's really a good hat. That's in my collection.
We'll always have Paris.
Yes,
there.
Darling. I look like Popeye Doyle in the French Connection.
Yeah.
I'm the one who knocks.
All right. So I promise the most exciting checklist app you've ever seen. If you're like me, you get very excited about making lists and checking things off. I know you're not like me. Most people aren't. Some of you out there appreciate checklists. So
Santa Claus could use this.
Yes, true.
And if you're preparing for the holidays, you've got shopping lists. Mm-hmm. There's lots of reasons you might have lists.
So this app is called Checkly.
Checkly.
Checkly. And it's not great on the iPad, so I'm going to show it to you on the iPhone, which is where you probably keep your checklists.
Sure you do.
So you can search for new checklists. So if you want to see, let's say you want to see... productivity checklists. Here are all the checklists that other people have made. Stocking stuffers, How to Incorporate Minimalism, 25 lists everyone needs to make, a list about lists. I want to see that list. Destinations you'd like to explore, career goals, things you're thankful
for. Oh, there's all
for.
Kinds of lists. You know what I need is a packing list. Does that?
Oh, yes, packing. So let's just search and say packing. Yeah, you're going on a trip.
Yeah, because I need to have packing. And I presume I can customize these,
what
right?
to pack on a winter vacation? Oh, there, how to that's pack it? Like an OG traveler, never forget essentials?
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Oh, I need that. This is great.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want this, you and then can I just can save it.
And then I can customize it.
To oh. your, and you can make lists.
You didn't mention that it's full, chock full of list templates. That's
yes.
the best part.
So I made a list. Let's go to tech. I put it under tech. iOS Today gift guide. There it is.
And you published it.
I published
like
it.
It's a, like it looks like Medium. It's like a blog.
Yeah. So and I used your name there too. So you know, good for
in vain.
SEO.
Yeah.
And so then there are all the links to your picks from last week, and then you can just click on them and go there.
Oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. Checkly. I'm getting mm-hmm. this. How much is that?
It is free for 7 days, and then after that, it is...
I'm getting it.
Oh, it's still free it's after still
free
7 days.
After 7 days. It's free for 7 days, and then free after that.
I don't know how much it costs after that. I'll tell you after I've used it for 7 days. I think I have used it for 7 days. It's new, and they are...
They say in-app purchases. Which
okay.
kind of,
so probably to save the lists and customize the lists, it might...
I love this idea.
So Checkly.
I love you, Checkly.
Checkli.
Who doesn't love a bucket list? It is for the phone, not for the iPad. Not of course, it'll work on the iPad. Supports family sharing. Let me just see in-app purchases.
So if you are also, like you said, it looks like a blog. If you are trying to...
So you can publish it.
Yeah. Like, let's say you want to, you know, you're trying to expand your brand in some way, and you don't want to start a blog. You can just start
a list. You just realize the organization pack is $4.99. I don't know if you have to get that, though.
The organization pack.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this is sweet.
I like checklists. I like my bullet list. I like my bullet journal.
Great checklist of the thing you love. One-tap search. Very, very clever. Checkly. See, that's a simple app done beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Done really nicely. So All the Rage is the new one from Nintendo. If you've played Animal Crossing on your Xbox or your PlayStation, you might be familiar with the game. This is the pocket version of it. A lot of times when they make pocket versions of games, they're just kind of like the Fallout Pip-Boy. It's like a different, and this is different, I think, than Pocket Crossing. I don't know, Kevin, have you played Pocket Crossing Big Boy game? I haven't played that, but.
So Anthony said that.
I love that sound.
It is not as good as the.
The Big Boy game.
Yeah, because he recommended it to me, and I said, I forgot what it was called, and I texted him, and he was like, I'm already tired of playing it. It's not as good as the.
I'm not tired. I'm really enjoying it.
This is what I played.
Animal Crossing. Yeah, that's this is it. Yeah.
2002.
Oh, my God. It's that old, really?
GameCube.
Same idea. Same idea. You're a little weeble.
Before smartphones.
What do they call? Yeah. Oh, even got the same emo dog playing the guitar in the nightclub.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you still got to pay off your loans.
Oh, it's very similar.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the...
So here I am in the world. Yeah. It's very soothing. Now, there's the only one thing I don't like. So I'm catching bugs right now. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go. I'll just go catch. You want to collect stuff. Oops. I did it too fast. Yeah, see. You got to do it. You got to wait. Approach it slowly because the bug will get scared away. You also want to meet people. So let's go back to this guy over here. Say hi. Okay, you want to make new friends. But this is the... Well, let me... I could visit his campsite, shall we? All right. So, if you've got your eye on a new piece of furniture, you can get it made with Cyrus. And a lot of, you know, it's Nintendo, so there's a lot of Japanese. You can say hi to people, but they don't talk, I'm sorry to say. He doesn't talk at all. Let's talk to somebody over here. I want to meet some people. You want to make friends? See, this is their campsite. You get your campsite. I'll take you there in a second. And the idea is to build your campsite. But nobody wants to talk to me anymore. I guess I'm gonna be sad and just go home. You collect materials, you level up. I was looking for a new game because you know I gave up. I stopped playing. Sorry, John. I stopped playing Field Runners Attack. It's time. I've been playing it for a year, and you know it's just time. After you play a game for a year, you kind of get bored with it. So I didn't mean to do that. I want to. Where's my map? I want to go home. Can I go home? Oh, let's go home. Let's go. Okay, get my camper. Go home. That's my camper. You can also use honey to catch bugs. So you want to catch? I was catching bugs, but I'm going to stop catching bugs. And let's. This is the map. There are other campgrounds I can visit, but let me go back to my campground. You've got the strongest campsite here, Mr. Twit. Keep up the good work. Thank you. I get a reward. I can ask for an olive flounder. Well, we can trade stuff. I don't really fully understand the game yet, but I want to show you the one thing I don't like about it, which is when you talk to people.
Oh, real people?
No. Well, yeah, they are real people. I don't like the sound. Do you hear that?
So are you talking to another person playing the game right now?
This is a non-player character. But they have real people. And so you ask to be their friends, and they ask to be your friends, and sure, be everybody's friend. This is my camp. It's brand new. I haven't done much to it. But I'm going to do more someday. Build it up a little bit. That's the whole idea. You build up your campsite. Is this kind of like it, Kevin? Like what you played when you were a youngin'? I could turn on the light. Turn off the light.
Without real people.
There's real people.
Yeah, because smartphones.
Yeah, there's real people in it. Oh, you didn't have real people, you're saying. See, let me see if anybody... Yeah, so Rosie and Goldie and Jay are not real people, but I think Apollo is. So we can. You want to raise your friendship level because then you get points and stuff. And I want to visit your campsite, collect a modern... Also, people give you tasks, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I think a kid could play this. You know, there's no shooting. I can place amenities here once I reach level 10. So I'm only at level 1. I'm just starting.
Gita Jackson in Kotaku said that people are creating prisons and cults in Animal Crossing.
No, that was, already? I read that was a dopey article. I read that. No. Okay. So shall I craft?
You can't create a fence. So you don't think that's true? That's not really happening?
It's your campsite. It's just your campsite. It's not. Some people create silly campsites. If they want to do that, they can do that. Should I make... There is an in-game currency, leaves. You can buy more leaves, or you don't have to. I'm going to make something. I'm going to make a swing. Oh, I have to buy some stuff first, though. What can I make? That's locked. So you have to collect materials to make stuff.
Buy a plant.
What do I need? A plant? All right. Let's go to the order screen. Okay, look who loves that.
Is that real money?
Nah, it could be. But I have enough, I've placed a craft order with Cyrus. Now, Cyrus is going to make it. Now, you can speed Cyrus up, right? If you want. It's only going to be 52 seconds. By spending leaves. But let's look at the in-game currency, because that's where they make their money. But again, I don't think you have to actually spend any money on this game. I think you can have lots of fun without it. But if you need to... You can buy stuff. You get the leaf tickets, which looks so strangely like dollar bills, but instead of George Washington, it's got a sheep on it or a cow or something. And yeah, you know, kids are going to spend $20 and they're going to get a celebration pack and all sorts of crap. You could even spend like 40 bucks on this thing, but I wouldn't do that. I would say just play the game and be patient. I don't like the talking. Don't like the talking. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
It could be.
The chat room says you can turn it off.
But what I'd like is some or something like that would be better, right?
or peanuts.
No, it's too much like peanuts. What would be great is like maybe the Warcraft guys like, I'm working. Hello, what are you doing? That would be good. Let's see some notices. So it's a whole village. It's not competitive. There are other people in it, but it's really more, it's just kind of, I like it because it's just kind of relaxing.
Are you going to play it on the plane? Can you play it on the plane or do you need Wi-Fi?
I think you have to be online to play it, unfortunately. But you know what I can play on the plane that I don't need Wi-Fi for is my brain games, my brain training.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll do some brain training on the plane. Elevate. Should I go visit a market with rotating selection of shops? Maybe I'll buy something. Here we are. I think it's kind of cute. I don't know. Do you think people get obsessive with it? I don't know. Maybe.
I just want to figure out how to make a prison inside of it.
A what?
A prison.
You just put fences up.
Okay.
And then you invite people to it, and you pretend it's a prison, but it's not, because they can leave any time.
Oh.
It's just, that's dopey. Sure, people are making weird stuff because people are weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, there's a limit to how weird it can be. It's a cute little game.
It's already pretty weird.
Well, it's Japanese, and I think that there's cultural things going on.
Sure, okay, sorry. Weird was rude.
Okay, welcome to Able Sisters to Go, where we take fashion on the road. I see this is the first time shopping. Oh, I almost forgot. Happy to buy used clothing, no style too dated. So, you know, obviously they're going to encourage you to spend real money. So, are you interested in selling anything? No, but I would like to buy something. What? Oh, okay. So I can go into the shop and see. I like that shirt. That would be a nicer shirt, a gelato shirt. The names for things are strange in here. They just mix weird words together sometimes. I'm called Mr. Twit if you want to be my friend. Town Hall Travel Desk.
I do want to be your friend.
You can see all the time goals and stretch goals here. Oh, yeah, you get quests, so I have some time goals and stuff. So let me show you the goals. I think it's good. Animal Crossing, Pocket Camp, free. There are in-app purchases if you want to. Complete 8 requests for visiting animals. I have 11 hours to do that. And, of course, when you do it, you get resources. Apple collecting, get 2 of them. That's easy. Give kudos to other players 3 times. Easy. So do those goals if you can. Stretch goals. I've done a lot of them. Chat with one of the animals. Catch 5 fish. Catch 5 bugs. Befriend another player. Use a see-throw net. Use some honey. Oh, I haven't looked at my Nintendo account yet. Complete a request. Harvest 5 fruits. Collect 5 seashells. You see, these are all things you can do. It's just, you know what? With the exception of that voice sound, it's very relaxing.
Like, you want the music, but not the voice.
But you can do that. I mean, it's got settings for everything.
Oh, okay. You know,
it's not like you're forced to.
Well, you have a plane to catch.
So I better get going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wow. Oh, she wanted to be my friend? I'll be your friend. Oh, no, she's already my friend. Okay, good. And did I get any kudos yet? Come on, send me some kudos, kids. I think it's cute.
It is cute.
So does this bring back your childhood, Kevin, in many ways?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of similar.
In the GameCube version, we could technically visit each other's towns with memory cards.
So right. You could just put it on a card and bring it over.
Bring it over.
Well, now we've got the internet, so we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You can visit people's towns just by going there. Oh, my plant is done. Let's take it, put it in my camp. Where should I put it? Oh, it's an aloe plant.
Oh, good, useful.
Very useful in case somebody gets burned on my campfire. This is so much fun. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. It's all yours from Nintendo. All the kids are playing it. All the cool kids anyway.
I'm playing right now. I'm creating my lady.
It's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Yeah, you can create. Yeah, you create your character.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a huge number of choices, but that looks just like you.
Good.
Yeah. Rah, rah.
All right. So I need to go play this. You need to go catch a plane.
Not yet. Going to do Mac Break Weekly.
Oh,
then
right.
Catch a plane.
Okay. Do Mac Break Weekly.
We do iOS today every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. That would be 1700 UTC. You know, if you want to watch live, that's great. If you do, though, please do me a favor. Join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv because then you can tell us when we make mistakes or things.
And our third host, Mary Laporte, it will be on in
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So if you have questions for Mary, you can send them to Megan@twit.tv.
Yesterday. She's all nervous. Mm-hmm. I said, don't be nervous, Mom. Everybody loves you.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do 4 or 5 great picks for seniors, things that if you're a senior or you know one, will be very interested in, the stuff that she really likes. So that's in 2 weeks. That's gonna be a lot of fun. She's excited about that.
Subscribe to the show,
please. Do that would be really nice. You can watch the show live, but if you can't, we have on-demand audio and video at twit.tv/iOS, and there's subscription information there. Of course, if you have Pocket Casts or which we like, or Overcast, that's Marco's program, or if you use the Apple Podcast app there, anywhere, just search for iOS Today, you'll find it. And if you subscribe, then it's automatically just there on your phone, either the audio or the video. I think this is a kind of a video show, because you want to see the things, the hats and that. But I understand a lot of times people just don't have time for video, so we've got audio too. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Megan. You can catch Megan every Thursday on Tech News Weekly a really, really good show, I have to say. That's a news show where you talk to the newsmakers and the newsbreakers, the people who are breaking news and the people who are making news in technology. Tech News Weekly. It's 2 o'clock. You do that?
2:30.
2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, 22:30 UTC on Thursdays. And then, of course, frequently on the new screensavers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can catch our episode that aired this weekend if you want some.
We had a lot of fun on that cooking stuff. I thought that was really fun. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.